This is Prophecy Now. I'm Liberty, your host from Spirit Move Ministry. Let's just jump in and talk about times and seasons, prophecy, everything that God's doing right now, and what we need to be preparing for. Enjoy the show. Hey guys, it is Liberty from Spirit Move Ministries, and very, very, very excited to be on with you today. Always excited to be on with you. As usual, there's so much going on in the glory. How can we possibly get it all in one video? This could be five different words, but I'm not going to do that. Who knows? You guys know I could just do whatever. So, first and foremost, announcements. As you know, we have the Unshakable Conference coming, and that is coming October 26th. I can remember the date, guys. I should write these things down and have them ready before I start recording. But it's October 26th. So this is an Unshakable Bride Conference, and the entire conference is basically based around preparing you to be His unshakable bride and the bride of Christ. If you did not know, you are His bride. He's preparing you. He is your husband. He should already be your husband. And he's slowly making His bride more holy, but also unshakable. Unshakability comes from purity. It comes from being consecrated. It comes from being set ablaze and staying ablaze. Those things are key, guys. And so the conference is going to be the releasing of times and seasons prophetic. What God is saying to you as His bride right now, what you need to be doing, how you need to be acting, what your thought process needs to be in the spiritual realm, with everything going on and everything that's coming. And it's really interesting that we are doing the conference right before the election, but it was God's choice to do the conference that day. We have our school ministry graduation where everybody comes in from all over the United States, and we do a big ceremony. We do that Friday night, and then Saturday is the conference. 1 p.m. service, 6:30 p.m. You don't want to miss it, guys. You want to be there for the whole thing, and it's going to involve impartation of fire and activation, but I'm not going to tell you how I'm doing what, because you need to be there for the whole day, because both services are going to be key for you receiving unshakability for times and seasons, what God is doing right now. Come ready, come hungry, come prepared to leave on fire, ready to be a whole nother level of His bride. And interestingly enough, the word I'm about to release, if you didn't already notice from the title should be, it's being made right now as I'm recording. It should be, a wedding is coming. I was going to put huge wedding announcement, but then I thought that would just spaz people out, like in the wrong way. So, a wedding is coming, guys. If you didn't know, you're the bride of the wedding that is coming. And so, anyway, we have a venue, October 26th, Story Life Church, AKA City of Destiny, Paula White's church. As you know, we were going to use her, her church before. This time, basically I was like, hey, is it available? And they made sure before she said yes to me that it is available, because there was a mix up with the schedule before, but she doesn't do any of that. And so we made sure that it was good. They made sure it was good. And it is a 100% go, and very, very excited and honored for her to open her building to us. I know some of you that attend her church, follow my ministry. We would love all of you to come to the conference. It's free. Come be ready to basically rock it with Jesus and learn all, not just necessarily learn, but receive times and seasons of what God's doing right now. And we want to see you there, everybody. Make your way here, guys. It's only one full day. Travel, get here, do what you have to do to make it happen, because it's going to be a pivotal time. And I believe the fact that it's right before the election is not a coincidence. And I do not believe that it being at Paula White's church is a coincidence. So, as you know, in the prophetic, there's lots of things God's doing, lots of symbolism, numbers, dreams, visions, all the things, guys, and even physical. He connects it all for his glory and kingdom. And I think there's something to be said about using that facility. I'm not going to go into all that right now, but amazingly honored and blessed that Paula has given me her building for that day. Okay, so it's going to be amazing, guys. You need to come. Have a good time. Get set ablaze. Be ready to be on your face. Be ready to just whatever God has for you in the spirit, you guys. As you know, if you're newer to my channel, since 2019 is when I started this channel in 2018 with kicking and screaming, then like bucking. I bucked Jesus all the way, like for 8 months, okay? I had this 8 months thing. It seems like I need to break that pattern. So I started the channel after 8 months of disobedience and not doing it when he told me to be doing it. So then in 2019, I got serious about posting words because the Lord's like, Liberty, get to it. Times and seasons, start releasing. So I began to release everything that he was telling me to release. And I just got on and released, and it's all times and seasons for the body of Christ. And I remember that it was like October 2019, the Lord had called me to do a liquid fast. And I could feel a stirring in my spirit that something was coming. And it was right before COVID. And I don't know why, but I felt like we were going to be in our houses. And I even told the church staff, because we were meeting in a gymnasium where a church plant. And I was like, I don't know what's going on, but I feel like we're going to end up in our house. I don't know how we would do that, because we have way too many people to be meeting in houses. But I was like, something is up. And I knew in my spirit something was up. And so I was at Prayer Mountain, and the Lord told me to fast for, well, he told me to fast for 3 days. And I said, okay, what am I fasting for? And he said, the body of Christ. And I was, in my mind, I'm like, okay, great. But like, should I be fasting for souls? Like, you know, and you think like a church planner. And he's like, no, Liberty, there's things coming and my body is not ready. Fast and pray for them. And that kicked up the times and seasons prophetic to a whole nother level. After that fast, I just began to get like, be like literally daily inundated with dreams all night, visions when I was awake of times and seasons for the body of Christ, things that were coming, stuff that was going to be happening. And man, I just started filling up journals with what he was saying for the body. And the thing is, guys, everybody can't be an evangelist. Everybody can't be a pastor. Everybody can't be just a prophet or just an apostle. An apostle does all of it. I do all of it. I walk in all of it. But the thing is there has to be people mantled to prepare the body of Christ to be his bride. That has to be somebody's call. Because if everybody's out there just trying to win unsaved people, and nobody is a part of seeing and feeling and revealing and releasing God's heart for his bride once people are saved, there's way more to this walk than just salvation. That's the beginning. That's not the end. It's not a get into heaven free card. This is not the point. There's sanctification that comes after that. There is things that God needs to do in us as his bride to make us spotless and wrinkle free. And so it's very, very key, you guys, that there's people like myself and others that are mantled. This is what's been put on me. I literally can't get away from it. I'm not saying I want to, but what I'm saying is the dreams and visions happen whether I ask for them or not. All the things. And so it just keeps coming. He just keeps telling me more. He keeps showing me more every single day, you guys. And I can't make it stop. I don't want it to stop. I'm honored to be used for His glory and kingdom. And so when you look at my channel, don't watch going, well, you should just be getting people saved and preaching the gospel. No, that's not my job. That's not my job. I do prophetic evangelism, but that's not my job. My job is to prepare the body, to prepare Christians to actually be a Christian. Don't get offended, but to prepare you to be a real Christian. And you know how many people have sent me cards? So like, there's been times over the years I've had a birthday or whatever, and people will send me cards, and I will, and my assistant would tell them when they would ask, you know, like, what is liberty like, whatever. She wants to hear what God has done in your life through her ministry. Did you rededicate your life? Did you get set ablaze? What are the miracle signs and wonders that are happening in your life now since you've been under her ministry? And so people would send me cards with written letters telling me, man, before I found your ministry, I was so complacent. I was just a Sunday Christian. And now I'm not a Sunday Christian. And following your ministry has turned me into a completely different person. I've had people say, I'm a freak. Liberty, you've made me a freak. I am a freak for Jesus. Amen. Get freaky, guys. And so this is what I want to hear. This is what I'm called to do. And so a lot of what I release over the last 5 years are in some form to prepare the body. It's either warnings that the fire's coming, the de-wrinkling, you know, like the dream I had about throwing the shirt into the dryer and watching it on a 20-minute fluff cycle. And the Lord's like, Liberty, I'm de-wrinkling my people because my bride is going to have no spots and no wrinkles. And so, and then some of it's to get your boat ready. What should you be doing? Not walking in fear, not getting sucked into fake news, not listening to any Lulu on YouTube, and that is just saying whatever, and it's full of conspiracy, and it's full of whatever. No, guys, pay attention to the Holy Spirit and what He is saying, how you can get ready. Not legalism, not religion. True relationship through purity, holiness, and actually caring about what He thinks. And like I said, I could do like 3 or 4 words in this word because there's so much the Lord has to say. And I've been bursting the last 2 days to get on and release this word because He gave it to me Saturday morning. And I finally was like, I have class tonight and I had meetings today and then discipleship with my family. So I'm like, my whole day's jam-packed. And I always spend the first 3 or 4 hours with Jesus. So I've already lived a lot of day already. And I'm going to do this. And then I'm going to go home and we're going to get it ready and to whatever to get it posted and get all the stuff done with it. And then I'm going to be getting ready for school of ministry. So Tuesdays are a very long, fun day. So Unshakable Bride Conference, Story Life Church, October 26th. We want to see you guys there. And we would love to have you come and spend that time with us. And it would be amazing. Also, still raising funds for Pakistan. And we moved it to November. As I said in my last video, if you did not see, we moved it. I'm not giving the dates. It is not safe for me to do that. But it is mid-November. But I'm not giving exact dates. But it's, okay, mid-November. And so those that are helping me and they, I work with them on the ground there, they're a very huge ministry and very huge known worldwide, but very huge in Pakistan. And they were just like, don't give dates. And so you can't do that. You can tell your private followers through this email subscription. I can tell you guys the dates, but I cannot go public on video because for safety issues. And so anyway, lots of things that God's doing, and so excited to be a part of it all, guys, to be alive right now, to be called and chosen for such a time as this, to prepare the body. Amen. Okay, so are you guys ready for the word? Because it's amazing. It's going to make you cry, even if you're a guy. I did not mean for that to rhyme. That's not supposed to happen. Sometimes that happens, guys. I rhyme. I don't know why. And so here's the thing. There's so many beautiful things that God's doing right now. And I have all kinds of words. And so I just usually wait for him to tell me. And I was like, okay, God, what is it that is burning in your heart for your people right now to hear with all that you're doing? Like, what is your message today, this moment in time? And then he reminded me of the vision he gave me Saturday morning. And I was like, okay. And that was yesterday. And I've been getting it figured out to get on and get it posted, guys. And I had to do it now. Like, I was going to bust. If I don't release the word when he tells me, it's like it gets all whatever in me and I'm about to die. So I'm here so I can live and not die. Okay. And so basically I was deep in prayer, and this was an awake vision. I was deep in prayer, and the Lord, it's very simple, you guys. He gave me a vision of a married couple. Okay. It was actually me and my future husband, if I'm going to have one, whoever he could be, whatever. It was a vision, okay? But it's for the body of Christ, not for me, okay? But it was a picture, and the way he did the picture, it had to be me, because you'll see. So in the picture, in this vision that the Lord took me into, there was a bride and groom who were getting dressed to get married. They got dressed and they were in their clothes, and they had just got married, and they were standing there getting a picture. And in the vision, so here's why it matters. Listen to the details. So in the details of the vision, I was my age I am now, and my future husband, or my husband I was just marrying, is the age he is now, okay? What his age would be, because we both looked like in our 40s. And so, yes, don't let it blow your mind, guys. It is what it is. You guys, when you meet me in person, I don't know how to explain it to you. It's just what it is, okay? So we were in our 40s, but our outfit was like 1998 or 1999. And it was really funny. Like, his clothes were 1999, and mine were like, my dress, my style and everything was like the late 90s. And it was just very funny. And I was just like, what in the world? And then the Lord took me back into the vision as I continued to pray on it. And he was like, Liberty. I was like, okay, God, what are you trying to tell me? Like, what is this? This is just weird and funny. And he said, I'm taking my people back to the beginning. And so let me read to you the word that he gave me. And it's going to blow your mind, guys. It should blow your mind. Anytime the Lord speaks, it should blow your mind. The Lord said, I'm taking you back to the beginning. I'm taking my people back to the beginning when they first met me. I was their first love, and they became my bride. You guys, I'm going to try to keep it together in the glory, but I'm just giving you a warning ahead of time. There's going to be a lot of glory, okay? And I'm going to try to keep it together. I'm bringing my people back to that place, back to where we began together. And they walked down the aisle and chose me to be their first love. Man, I can feel the glory. Woo, I'm going to keep it together. My people must never leave that place. No matter how old you get or how many years pass, this love must remain and burn. You must keep it burning. You must keep it alive at all times. This passionate first love must never be lost, my people. Everything you need is found in your first love. First love is powerful, not lazy and complacent. You must choose to keep making or keep walking down the aisle with me daily. This is a daily walk, a daily choice. You must keep choosing me, my people. I'm taking you all back to the wedding day and rewalking you, listen, rewalking you down the aisle, my bride. We are in the largest vow renewal. The largest vow renewal. You guys, I gotta read my own writing. The largest vow renewal of all time. Will you choose it, my people? Will you keep choosing me daily? Will you renew your vows with me? He's asking you. I choose you, and I still choose you. Will you keep choosing me? And so when he gave me that word, I was just like, whoa, okay? I already knew it was going to be like, whoa, for me to keep it together. And so Revelations 21:2, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending out of the heavenly realm from the presence of God, like a pleasing bride that had been prepared for her husband, adorned for her wedding. And so in this picture, we were dressed. He was my husband, but I was adorned. Now, why the age difference? Why were we the age we are now, but dressed like 1999? And I asked the Lord, I was like, why, what was that? And he said, because no matter what age you are, you never leave the first. So if you married me or got married in 1999, you would have been whatever age in your, whatever, 20s. I was a teenager and in my 20s, early 20s when I was in the 90s. So you would have been whatever age. And so when you're getting married, and so the clothing didn't change, you guys, because who we are in Christ is not supposed to change. When we get saved and he becomes our first love, that first love has to stay no matter what age we are. And that's why in the vision, he showed me our age now, but in clothes that were 1999 or 19, whatever, like 1998, 1999. And he's like, you never leave that place, Liberty. And my people need to understand that they have to make a choice to keep choosing me every day. They have to keep their walk with me. I'm their first love. They have to stay in love with me every day. They have to be with me every day. They have to keep the fire going every day. And he was like, in a real marriage, if you don't put any effort into your spouse, then your relationship's going to grow cold. And in the real world, we know, walking with Christ, if you do that too much, you're going to fall into sin. The same thing that happens to physical human marriages. Sin abounds. If you do not keep your first love going and you don't stay set ablaze for him every single day, and he said, keep choosing him daily, keep walking back down that aisle with him every day. He said, we must do that. We must keep choosing him. And I could feel you guys, man, I could feel the glory so deep in my spirit. His love for his bride on the day we accepted him. And so he's never changed his mind. He's never stopped loving us or wanting us more than ever before. We're the ones that get lazy and complacent. He has never left. And so he's like, Liberty, I have been in the process of the largest vow renewal of all time in history, preparing my bride for the end times, preparing my remnant for my return. And he said, as the purity, the exposure, the fire, all the stuff I've prophesied, guys, that's been happening. And the Lord's like, everything I've been doing is to bring my bride back to that place of first love, and for them to be brought back into true union and covenant with me. And so basically, the Lord is in the process of wooing his bride back in to purity, being all that he's called us and adorned us to be, so that we can be ready for his return. You guys, what a beautiful thing that his love never dies, and that, but we still have to make a choice to renew daily with him. We have to make a choice to keep going with him, to keep walking in purity, to make the choice to be with him every day. Let his spirit, his presence be what keeps us clean, what keeps us going in the right direction. We need to care what he thinks. It's called fearing God. We need to care what he thinks. Everything, guys. And when he showed me all this, it was so beautiful. Even down to the detail of thinking about showing, you know, because I was in the vision, in the dress, the age I am now, but looking like 1999, which is funny because the clothes were really funny, you guys, compared to now. Cute probably and like corny like now, and you probably think of it like corny, but like if you go back and look at pictures of people getting married in like 1999, look at their clothes. And so people wouldn't typically choose that now on purpose, unless they like were addicted to the 90s and like want to look like the 90s forever. Otherwise, you wouldn't do that. And so he's so amazingly creative, and the things that he thinks of, guys, it just blows my mind every day. And I just love him so much. And this is the other verse that he gave me. And Revelations 19, 7 through 9. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. Then the angel said to me, write this, blessed are those who are invited, to the wedding supper of the Lamb. And he added, these are the true words of God. And so what an amazing thing, number one, that we've been invited. What an amazing thing, number two, that when we receive Christ, that now we become his bride, and that love is forever, you guys. And then he's preparing us. He's, making us pure and holy. He's getting rid of all of our stuff. And see, a lot of times we're like, we don't want to give up stuff. We don't want to be different. We want to be a Sunday Christian. We don't want to be all in. So here's the thing. How many marriages in real life work out that way? How many survive? If the spouses are not pure and holy and all in. Sorry, guys. This is annoying me. All in. I'm going to get this to stop. Okay. If they're not all in, then it's not going to last, you guys. If they only care about each other on Sunday, if that's the only day they ever see each other and even have a thought towards each other, one day a week. So here's the thing. Christ wants to walk with us daily, guys. He wants us to keep choosing him daily. It is not a weekly thing. It is not once a month when we get around to it. We don't get saved and live for him, and he's our sidekick. He's not a sidekick. He's the owner. He's the husband. He's not the sidekick. but see many Christians in the body of Christ treat him like he's the sidekick. Oh, Jesus is in my sidecar. He goes with me everywhere. He is so awesome. No. He is not a sidekick. He is the all in all. You're the sidekick. Everything you do needs to revolve around him. You go where he goes. You do what he does. Oh my gosh, it's going to annoy me. You do what he does. It's not the other way around. And see, there's a lot of people in the body of Christ. And this is why, like, I remember the good old days. Yeah. When I was a pastor and I would have to counsel people. And they cannot handle correction. They do not want to be told to do something different. They want to keep being just like they are. And then say they're saved. It doesn't work that way. Because then you get in the position of now you're telling Christ what to do. You're telling him what you will do and what you won't do. It doesn't work that way. He's the boss. You're not the boss. We're not the boss. He's the boss. And so he's got to get the body of Christ to get their mind wrapped around he's the boss. We care what he thinks. We fear God, not like fear as in devil fear. How the devil makes us have fear and anxiety and whatever. No, fearing him means you reverence him. You care what he thinks. Before you do things, do you ask him if he's okay with it? Is that his plan for your life? Is it his will for you to do that one thing? Even if it's buying a house, getting a car, starting that business, whatever. Did he tell you to do that? Did you ask him first? If it's even his will. And here's the thing. He's only going to go so long protecting you to where then he just lets you fall on your face. So he's such a good God that sometimes he'll just block things and not let it work out. Like, you know, you didn't get approved for that car because he never told you to buy the car. And now you think it's because, oh, well, my credit wasn't good enough. And I guess I just, whatever. I needed a bigger down payment. No, Jesus didn't want you to have the car. It was a no. And so sometimes he does those things where he protects us. We don't even know he's protecting us. He's a good, good God. And then there's other times he lets us do the really dumb thing. And then we have to figure out how to get out of it. And then he don't get us out of it. Because we've got to learn a lesson. And so he lets us get a spanking. And the thing is, guys, he wants us to willingly get dressed, even if it's in your late 90s weird looking clothes, and re-walk down the aisle with him. And he wants you to choose it daily. And so here's what we're going to do. And you know what? I might at the Unshakable Bride conference actually... I'm considering doing a mass vow renewal with Jesus. So come, remarry your first love. For real, guys. And so we're going to pray. And think about that picture. The old clothes was just supposed to be a reminder of when you first got married. When you first married him. No matter what age you guys are, he's still your first love, as though you were 20. It has to still be. He has to still be your first love. No matter what's going on, no matter what age you get, it never changes. It should get worse, guys. I call it getting worse, and not everybody likes that terminology, but I just get worse. That means I get more on fire. I'm more in love with him. I go deeper with him. It's just worse, more. And then he shows me new levels, and then I see more of heaven, and there's more manifesting, more signs and wonders, more miracles, more angelic activity. The angels are constantly talking to me, guys, constantly, in the night, in the morning, when I'm in my prayer time. They're constantly giving me messages, they're constantly speaking to me. I can hear them audibly speak to me, and I'm not nuts, you guys. It's heaven. Angels are real. And so the thing is we should be going deeper with him, not further from him. We should be growing more in love with him and not falling out of love with him every other week. Dipping in and dipping out. Dipping in and dipping out. He's not coming back for a dipping in and out of purity bride. He's not coming back for a bride who every now and then has got to date Satan on the side. Oh, I just had to go spend a week with Satan. What? What husband is going to stay with a woman that does that? None. You should not be. And the reason isn't because you're not merciful and forgiving. It's because they're not going to get saved and they're not going to change if you don't step aside and just leave them to Jesus. Because sometimes you have to do that, guys. And so the thing is, he's not coming back for a dipping bride, for a bride who's in and out of, constantly in and out of purity, dating Satan one week, the next week come back to church and wanting Jesus to be your best bud. No, he needs us to be all in. And he's saying, will you renew your vows with him? Will you keep walking down the aisle with him? Will you keep choosing him every single day? Every day, guys. Every day. You have to choose him every day. And when you do that, you grow deeper in him. People will tell me all the time, I feel so far away. Get close. Get close. Spend time with him. Get up and be with him. You can choose to change it. He's not far away. We're the ones that are far away. And I know some of you are like, well, that's terrible. That's just pushy and mean. No, it's not. There has to be some of us out here who have been chosen and mantled to tell the body of Christ the truth and give you a spanking and bring the rod. This is what we do. God has not called me to hop on and tell you all about peace, love, and joy. Yes, joy. To be unshakable, but you know, whatever, all fluffy flowers and love. No, there's things that we need to do. There's efforts we have to make. We cannot let our fire go out. We cannot let our first love fall away and then be in and out, guys, and date Satan on the side. And I had put a quote, I had made that quote on my social media, I think like 6 months ago, is you cannot say you're the bride of Christ and keep dating the devil. And so we can't do that. He needs you to make a decision. He's your first love. You put on those goofy, corny, for me, I'm just saying, some of you, it ain't going to be 90s clothes. Some of you, it's going to be 2000s or something. Or maybe the 80s or something. I don't know how old you are. But the thing is you put on your goofy 1999 clothes and you walk on down that aisle and you strut your stuff with Jesus with your goofy clothes, even if you are the age you are now. And it ain't 1999. And so we have to choose it, you guys. Go back to that place of the first love. Put on our first little goofy, corny bride dress that we would have worn in the 90s, in the late 90s, and be like, you know, all in love and goofy. You guys, we have to not be total weirdos, but we still have to be in love with Jesus forever. And we have to be willing to keep going down the aisle in our corny dress when we were all thinking we were the best looking dress on the earth. When you look back now, it was not. But the thing is, we have to keep that mindset, you guys. Amen. Okay, so we're going to pray. And let's just pray together and let's just offer ourselves to the Lord, to be remarried, to renew our vow with him, amen, and to say, we will choose you daily, Lord. We will keep walking down the aisle every day with you. We will never stray away. We will not date the devil on the side. We will not do whatever. We will care what you think. We will honor you. We will respect you. And we will become your pure bride and be your pure bride and stay your first love. And so let's just declare that right now. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you. We honor you, Lord. Lord, we just say we repent. We are so sorry. If we have strayed away, we are so sorry. If we've been dating the devil on the side, we are so sorry, Lord, that we have not fully kept our vows. We have not allowed you to stay our first love. Please forgive us, Lord. Forgive us for the sin of complacency. Forgive us for the sin of laziness. Forgive us for the sin of slumber. Lord, we say, forgive us, Lord. Set us ablaze again. We renew our vow to you this day. We renew our covenant with you right now. And we say, we want to be married to you, Lord. You're the love of our life. We don't ever want to be separated from you. We're done dating the devil. We're done giving him time. We're done giving complacency time. We're done being Sunday Christians. We are going to get it together, Lord. And we are going to be the bride that you seek. We are going to be adorned with purity and holiness, pure white linens without spot or wrinkle. And we're going to allow you to make us that. And we're going to go deeper with you. And we're going to choose it daily, Lord. We're going to choose it daily to walk down the aisle with you and to keep walking down the aisle. No matter how many years go by, no matter how old we get, we will never stop letting you be our first love, Lord. And we will keep that fire going every single day. We thank you, Lord. We praise you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, guys, I love you. I'm going to go. I don't know that I have a lot of other announcements. Big storm coming. Oh, I was going to say this. A big storm's coming because it's Florida. And every other second is a downpour. Anyway, for reals, guys, you should live here. Like, you get up, it's like beautiful and it's night and it's nice and it's sunny. You're like, I'm gonna go shop. You go to shop, you go in the store, 2 minutes, kabam on the store. Lightning striking. You come out, you can't even walk to your car because it's like kabam. Okay, for reals. This is how it is. I've decided that the weather here is spirit led. So sometimes when you're spirit led, you can be all over the place. It's cool, because you know. Anyway, for real, guys, but it is like that. But a huge storm is coming. So if you're coming in and out of town for any particular reason this weekend where you might need to fly, you might need to come earlier if you hadn't already thought of that, because the big storm is supposed to hit Wednesday night and all day Thursday, and it's going to affect flights because I already checked into it. We don't know how much it's going to get hit here in the Orlando area, but they're saying we will get some of it. We still need to expect some power outages, some flooding, blah, 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 and possibly delayed or canceled flights. So if you needed to be here this weekend for anything, you need to come early. That's what I'm saying. That's my counsel to you right now. Okay. I love you guys. Have an amazing, amazing week. And I will talk to you the next time I come on. Talk to you later. Bye.